This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And our number is 877-726-8255. Be part of the show. Pose your question. Come directly into the doctor's office by calling 877-726-TALK. And we got a lot to talk about this hour. We're going to share some interesting stories with you. We're going to talk about a big study that was released that suggests that globally one-fifth of deaths are associated with poor diet. Personally, I think that's an underestimate, but a big study nonetheless. And they analyzed diet patterns across the world and linked deaths and disease to some of the things that we're either doing or not doing when it comes to eating right. But first, let's talk about this. Remember the famous commercial with Betty White? I think it was for Snickers or Mars bars. I can't remember which. That's how much that ad worked to influence my supermarket choices. But the ad basically had the premise, and there were a series of ads around this theme, that if you feel hangry, have a candy bar. And in this case, yes, it was Snickers. And it would restore your energy, and you would be transformed from a weakling into a superpowered person. Your athletic performance would increase. And in one famous commercial, I think they debuted it on the Super Bowl. It was a really hit commercial that particular year of Super Bowl. They had Betty White playing football with a bunch of young guys, and she was tackled, and she hit the ground with a thud. You thought, poor Betty White, she's, what, 92 years old, and she's playing football? But that was just a metaphor for how weak and debilitated you are before you have a Snickers bar and it transforms you into a powerful running back. So there's a study that examines precisely that proposition. Do you get enhanced performance from sugar? Do you get a sugar rush? Is it restorative in terms of energy? And the answer might surprise some people. In fact, it flies in the face of those Snickers ads. Headline, no such thing as sugar rush. Sugar worsens mood rather than improving it. This is from the University of Warwick in England. Sugar does not improve mood, and it can make people less alert and more tired after its consumption. This according to a new study by the University of Warwick, Humboldt University of Berlin, and the Lancaster University. They all collaborated. The research team set to examine the myth of the sugar rush. Can sugar really put you in a better mood? They used data collected from 31 published studies comprising almost 1,300 adults. And here's what they found. Sugar consumption had virtually no effect on mood, regardless of how much sugar is consumed or whether people engage in demanding activities after taking it. As in the Snickers commercial. Precisely contradicting the proposition in those hangry commercials. People who consumed sugar, in fact, felt more tired and less alert than those who had not. And ultimately, the idea of a, quote, sugar rush is a myth without any truth behind it. It is just a confabulation of the advertising industry, a brilliant one, because you think of the series Mad Men, and, you know, how are they going to sell candy bars? Well, they're going to sell them on the basis of it makes you perform better. You're going to feel better. If you're feeling lousy, as a lot of people are, and possibly they're feeling lousy because it's the aftermath of their sugar-sweetened cereal breakfast, so around 11 o'clock, they're going to feel that sugar crash. What's the answer? Take more sugar! Well, it turns out, not. One of the lead researchers, Professor Elizabeth Mailer, from the University of Warwick, commented, quote, "We hope that our findings will go a long way to dispel the myth of the sugar rush and inform public health policies to decrease sugar consumption." And another researcher, Dr. Sandra Sunram Lee, added, quote, "The rise in obesity, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome in recent years highlights the need for evidence-based dietary strategies to promote healthy lifestyle across the lifespan. Our findings indicate that sugary drinks or snacks do not provide a quick fuel refill to make us feel more alert." So, important research. And it is a meme. It's a cultural myth that if you feel lousy, reach for a sugary beverage or a candy bar, and it will elevate your mood, make you feel better, and increase your mental performance. No such thing. All right, this item is a big global study, and it's timed to coincide with the release of something called the Eat Lancet Report. Now, I've weighed in previously on the Eat Lancet Report. It is basically plant-based diet propaganda. It's an effort to link global warming and climate change with the overconsumption of meat and to link the health benefits of eating more plants with saving the planet. Okay? And, you know, I'm all for saving the planet, and I do believe that industrial farming is ravaging certain parts of our country, very high in pollutants, very devastating to the environment. Is it contributing to global warming? Is cow farts, are they increasing the methane content of the atmosphere and thus heating up the planet? There's controversy about that. But the idea that meat consumption is driving global warming, well, you can push back on that because meat consumption, even if we eliminated meat consumption, that might take care of 5 or 10% of the things that drive global warming, such as energy production and transportation. These are the major drivers of global warming, and if we all became vegetarians, maybe we'd put a small dent in global warming, but it wouldn't turn this ship around when it comes to climate change. And then there's an effort to link this with the proposition that if we all ate less meat, we'd be healthier, because meat, according to the Eat Lancet report, is a major driver of degenerative disease. And I know that some of you folks who are vegans, vegetarians out there, you're going to push back on this proposition, but the science just isn't there. This study is a big mishmash. It's published prominently in The Lancet, and the idea is that globally, one-fifth of deaths are associated with poor diet. In many countries, poor diet now causes more deaths than tobacco smoking and high blood pressure, they say. And I agree, poor diet is responsible for the vast majority of our degenerative diseases. But in the reporting, they conflate red meat with highly processed carbohydrate-rich foods as being drivers of degenerative disease. And what the study actually shows is that red meat and even processed meat are way down the list in terms of things that drive degenerative disease. In the USA, out of 15 items, it's number 15. In China, it's 14 out of 15. In India, it's 15 out of 15. So this study, the way it's being reported, is an indictment of red meat. Actually, it's an indictment of highly processed food. And what they're saying here is that we don't eat enough what a whole grain is anymore. They think that whole grain Cheerios is a whole grain. There's a sleight of hand by which the food industry is convincing us that bread products and cereal products that contain a small proportion of whole grains are akin to eating true whole grains. What a whole grain really is the entire seed of a plant, the bran, the germ, and the endosperm all together. And that would be things like steel-cut oats, bulgur wheat, barley groats, kasha. These are whole grains, but few people actually eat that when they report their grain consumption. And by no means do people require grains, because we know that humans evolved on a paleo diet before the cultivation of grains. There's an effort made to suggest that we need to eat more whole grains, but the net result is that people are eating more starchy food, bread products, processed whole grains, and by the way, one of the big culprits is corn-based products. Refining grains, they say in this study, is highly profitable. Take corn, for example. You can refine it into different ingredients, animal feed, refined flours, and high-fructose corn syrup. So manufacturers are generating multiple value streams from this refining process. And in order to fix things, there's got to be complete change in the economics of food production and distribution. It really now is based on profits that are generated by taking original food ingredients and processing them into tasty food products that are making people sick all over the world. So take this new report from The Lancet with a grain of salt, because there's an agenda behind it. This, by the way, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation instrumental in putting this out. And there is a plant-based diet bias that has infiltrated the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations, the charitable foundations that underwrite this research. They want us to eschew our animal food consumption and move towards a plant-based diet, when the science really is kind of weak on that proposition. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic aged garlic extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic aged garlic extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and let's talk about tea. There is a big article in Nature, one of the world's leading scientific journals, about tea. Researchers are discovering how the ingredients in a cup of tea can lift mood, improve focus, and perhaps even ward off depression and dementia. Well, we've often talked about the benefits of EGCG for cancer prevention. That's one key polyphenol that's found in green tea. Another ingredient, of course, is caffeine. And caffeine, you know, is mildly stimulating and can improve mood. But tea has a lot less caffeine than coffee, about one-third the amount of caffeine. And when the Brits consume tea, it's to relax. And unlike our supercharged, caffeinated American culture, people across the world consume tea for focus and relaxation. There's less of the caffeine effect, and the focus effect is due to the high content of a substance called L-theanine. You can get L-theanine in a concentrated form in capsules. But here's what they say in Nature. Researchers have found that drinking tea lowers levels of the stress hormone cortisol. Drinking at least 100 milliliters, that's about a half a cup of green tea a day, seems to lower the risk of developing depression and dementia. The catechins, such as EGCG, account for up to 42% of the dry weight of brewed green tea, and the amino acid L-theanine make up around 3%. EGCG is thought to make people feel calmer and improve memory and attention. L-theanine is found to have a similar effect, especially when consumed in combination with caffeine. And so the researchers have concluded that tea is calming but alerting at the same time. It provides calm focus. We need more ways of tackling anxiety and depression and age-related cognitive decline. None of these treatments are being satisfactorily treated by conventional medicine. But tea offers some possibilities. It turns out that in drinking 200 milligrams of L-theanine, resulted in people having lower cortisol levels and reporting feeling more relaxed after performing stress-inducing tasks. And L-theanine improves memory and reaction time. L-theanine can act on brain chemistry in several ways. It passes through the blood-brain barrier, so it could benefit brain plasticity, and it also boosts the neurotransmitter GABA, which in turn reduces anxiety. So EGCG also causes an increase in brain activity across all bandwidths, and thus tea can be important for staving off mental and psychological disorders. So drink up. It's good for you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255 for questions. And a couple of weeks ago in our newsletter, wrote an article that enumerated 15 reasons why studies can't be trusted. There's so many ways to manipulate the information. In fact, I quoted Dr. John Ioannidis, who's an expert on statistics and studies, who is famous for writing a study entitled Study of Studies Shows That the Vast Majority of Studies Are Wrong. And in that study, he looked at a bunch of studies and categorically demonstrated that the vast majority of them were full of you-know-what. And often that's the result of drug company sponsorship with bias, demonstrating that the drugs work when they don't really work that well or not at all. And there's so many ways in which you can fudge results. Well, I want to share an example with you, and it's from the New England Journal of Medicine. Last month, the New England Journal of Medicine reported a sensational trial which showed that a powerful osteoporosis medication, which is not even given orally, it's given intravenously, it's called Reclast. It's generally used as a last resort if you've had a fracture or if you have bad osteoporosis and you're not likely to respond to the oral medications. You're given injections of Reclast. And I sometimes recommend that for patients who have profound osteoporosis, who've experienced painful fractures. Maybe it's too late for supplements to reverse all that bone loss. So it should be reserved for a very small proportion of the population who have very advanced osteoporosis. Well, in this study, they advanced the theory that women with mere osteopenia, that's just a little bit of bone loss, could benefit by taking infusions of this expensive, powerful drug. So that would mean that, well, virtually any woman over the age of 50 would be a candidate for this powerful medication, a great cost to our medical system and with the potential for serious side effects because it can cause osteonecrosis of the jaw and it can cause fragility fractures. This study purported to show that there was an advantage for women with just a little bit of bone loss to take Reclast. Well, a couple of weeks later, we see the letters to the editor. And the letters to the editor are interesting in medical journals because they're thoughtful reviewers who look at this article and, not like you or even me, they really do a deep dive and they look at the statistical manipulation and the way that the study was done, and they figure out, and it's difficult to figure this out, because the headlines precede the details, but the devil is in the details. They figure out how the studies were manipulated to show the conclusion that the authors wanted to show, which is, in this case, is the drug is the bomb, women should be using it, our deployment of it should be much more widespread. They point out that the women with osteopenia in this study, and I couldn't believe it when I read this, women with osteopenia in this study, 24% of them had already experienced fractures. So that's kind of a contradiction in terms, because once you have a fracture, you no longer have osteopenia. Yeah, okay, maybe bone density tests showed they had osteopenia, but they'd actually already had fractures. So, of course, those women were more likely to benefit from this powerful drug because they'd already had fractures. Fully a quarter of them had had fractures. And so they do a little math here, and it requires an expert statistician to come up with this. They figured that based on what we now know about osteopenia, if you have osteopenia, your risk of a fracture in the next 10 years is a mere 4%. So you have a 1 in 20 risk, less than that, of having a fracture going forward 10 years. So doing something called a number needed to treat, that's a way of sometimes evaluating the usefulness or lack thereof of a treatment. 74 women would have to be treated with reclast to prevent the occurrence of a single fragility fracture. So this big study, creating all this excitement about this powerful new drug for preventing fractures, ultimately would result in 73 women unnecessarily taking this medication so that one woman might avert a fracture. That doesn't sound like a very good deal to me. And there you have it. I mean, so check out my article recently. You can find it at drhoffman.com. 15 ways that you can fudge data and manipulate study results to prove anything you want to prove, especially when it comes to marketing powerful drugs that have, many of which have unacceptable side effects. Well, here's something that doesn't have unacceptable side effects. It's Ultimate HA7 Joint Formula. And I want to share this special offer from our friends at Purity Products to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. They'll send you a bottle of their legendary Ultimate HA Joint Formula for just $9. It's a short-term offer. They want you to try it. Ultimate HA features the joint-boosting benefits of hyaluronic acid, which works like a shock absorber, helping to cushion and soothe your joints. It supports collagen, so it might also hydrate your skin and make you look better, too. Just a few capsules a day, and you deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissue. So here's the number. Write it down, 800-983-1154 for a sample. You can get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9, and you also get free shipping. So call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. 1-800-983-1154. 1-800-983-1154 for Ultimate HA Joint Formula. This item, eating more fruits and vegetables may help men with memory loss. This comes from a study in the journal Neurology. Big study, 28,000 men, average age 51. And what they found was that they had, after 20 years, the study was a long-term study. I mean, studies that go for like a year or two or even three or five don't tell us much about the long-term effects of diet. But this study was conducted over 20 years. And the men were tested for their thinking and memory skills before the end of the study. When their average age was 73, they found that men who consumed the most daily servings of vegetables and fruit, six or more servings, were less likely to develop poor thinking skills than the men who consumed the fewest, and that was less than two or less servings per day. The definition of a serving of fruit, a cup of whole fruit or half a cup of fruit juice. Yeah, not a big fan of fruit juice, but in the study that counted. A serving of vegetables is a cup of raw vegetables or two cups of leafy greens. So, you know, have a big salad, have especially berries, because berries contain proanthocyanidins, which are especially good for your brain. Turn your brain purple with proanthocyanidins. They're found in berries like raspberries, blackberries, and blueberries. And, you know, I make sure that I have a serving of berries every day. It's an expensive habit because I like to get them organic. And organic berries are pricey up here in the Northeast. They got to be flown in, and they need to be fresh. But they're less expensive than vitamin pills, and they're beneficial for the brain. So make sure that you have your fruits and veggies. And, oh, by the way, you know, there's a lot of buzz about fruit and veggie caps. And let me just weigh in on that. I just don't think they provide the equivalent benefits. I think for individuals who consume no fruits and vegetables, maybe there's some benefit. It's better than nothing. But they by no means deliver the benefits of fruits and vegetables because they're dead. They're dry. They're dehydrated. They're flash frozen. And live vegetables, fresh vegetables, especially with the fiber, and it's hard to take all that fiber and, you know, and condense it down into something that's going to fit into a capsule. The fiber itself has good effects in the gastrointestinal tract. And there's a two-lane highway going from the brain to your intestines and from your gut to your brain. It's the gut-brain connection. And that is especially important for brain health. And the types of fiber that you consume, and if you're consuming a very low-fiber diet with lots of refined grains and carbohydrates and sugar and just processed meat, you're not going to get any beneficial fiber to feed your microbiome, which may be very important for prevention of neurodegenerative diseases. It's been shown that the microbiome profile of patients with Parkinson's disease is especially depleted. And that may be due to the effects of diet, because it's the foods you eat that feed the healthy bacteria that create a positive environment within your gastrointestinal tract that may offer important feedback to your brain. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And what month is it, kiddies? Why, it's National IBS Month. IBS stands for Irritable Bowel Syndrome, and there's an entire month, the month of April, is consecrated to IBS. And in fact, there is an IBS Day, April 19, is the official IBS day. So don't even venture outside on April 19th because it's really a serious problem. An estimated 30 to 45 million people in the United States, that 10 to 15% of the population, are affected by IBS. It's been cited as the second leading cause of work absenteeism, second only to the common cold, and was found to cause those affected to restrict their personal and professional activities an average of 20% of the year. That's 73 days of lost productivity. So this is no laughing matter. This is the real deal. Very debilitating condition. Many, many patients come to see me for IBS. Natural therapies for IBS, very effective, including diet change, probiotics sometimes. We recently interviewed Gary Stapleton, who is head of Aerodiagnostics Lab. It is the place where we send samples of breath tests that help to diagnose SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, which is a major contributor to IBS. It was thought until recently that IBS was simply a psychological condition. It was the, you know, nervous stomach, and that under conditions of stress, people had either diarrhea or constipation. But now it's being realized that it's an inflammatory condition, in some ways akin to ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, but without the bleeding and the severe ulceration and the strictures. There is microscopic inflammation in many patients with IBS. There's also dysbiosis. There's an imbalance of bacteria. There's bacterial overgrowth in many cases, and food intolerances. The low FODMAP diet is a beneficial thing to try for IBS. Some patients with IBS have candida or yeast problems, and by giving them antifungal medications or herbs, it's helpful. Did you realize that you folks with IBS, you have clout. You have political power. And in fact, there is proposed legislation. It's called the FGIMD Act. Functional Gastrointestinal and Motility Disorders Research Enhancement Act that is being proposed before Congress. And what they want is they want folks with IBS to step up and press their legislators, and even go to Washington en masse to propose legislation that's going to enhance research and help people come up with more options for treatment of IBS. They want to expand research activities and explore opportunities from the National Institutes of Health to partner with the Department of Defense and Department of Veterans Affairs to increase research and improve patient care regarding these functional gastrointestinal disorders like IBS that undermine our military preparedness. This is a national security issue and a economic issue, productivity issue that affects so many Americans. Also, you know, drains the resources of our healthcare system. So, yeah, we need to do more to combat IBS, and this is the month, IBS Awareness Month. All right, we already know that coffee, wine, tea, chocolate, these things are functional beverages and foods, and they may have hitherto unknown health benefits. We used to think of, you know, don't have a lot of coffee. Well, now we know that coffee has beneficial polyphenols, as does wine, tea, and chocolate, and it turns out now beer is a health food. Okay. Beer contains hops. And hops has something called xanthohumol, which is a phytochemical that turns out to inhibit liver and colon cancer cells. So the study published in the International Journal of Molecular Sciences suggests that we can purify and derive hops compounds, which will have the ability to halt cell growth and kill liver cancer cell lines and colon cancer cell lines. And that's exciting, you know, in terms of drug development. Now, you know, don't drink a lot of Miller High Life. That's not going to work if you're suffering from cancer, but researchers are zeroing in on precisely the compounds that offer protective effects. And there are hop supplements that may be as beneficial as other supplements derived from for example, broccoli and tomatoes and other fruits and vegetables with anti-cancer effects. So this item, and as a reminder, if you are older, beware of something called polypharmacy. The risk of overmedication increases with age. And it turns out the statistics are kind of grim on this, is that there's a very high likelihood that if you're over 80, you may be taking four or five different medications, and the risk of polypharmacy post-80 increases to 1 in 2. At least a quarter of people over 65 are polypharmacy patients. That means two or three drugs simultaneously. The more drugs you take, the more likely they are to interact harmfully. And so the role of the good physician, especially the geriatrician, patients who are older, is to question the use of multiple drugs in older patients and minimize them. Just take only the most essential medications. Rely on natural approaches to deal with such problems as cardiovascular risk, stroke risk, high blood pressure, diabetes, and cancer prevention. Drugs are not the answer and can be part of the problem. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. Check out our website at drhoffman.com for more intelligent medicine resources. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter and listen to our podcasts. They're downloadable from drhoffman.com. Have yourselves a great weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.